This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Welcome back. It is MLB Trade Deadline Day live at McGurk's in Horsham, presented by Surfside Ice Team. Come on out. We got a great crowd here, Hugh, and they're pouring in
great
as we
crowd.
Get ready for what should be a huge day for the Phillies, and was one already last night. We thank James, who was with us in the first hour. And now, Hugh, we add some new voices onto the show with us. Al Morgani joining us. Al, how are we doing?
We're doing, how can you not be doing great? That trade was unbelievable. That was like A.J. Brown. I mean, it was crazy. When I heard that name on what had happened here, it's like, did they really do this? Now imagine this. You're watching the game. It's a rain delay, right? You're watching Brad Lidge, right? And now you have a closer. I still can't believe they got this guy for what they got him for. This is unbelievable.
See, that's what I'm talking about. That excitement right
there. Boom. Like, this is crazy. If you looked and said, give me your dream, that's part two to the dream, maybe. But you got a freaking closer.
A guy that's been excellent for years. Is under team control. Al Morgani bringing the excitement. We got a lot to react to. Joining us on the trade desk, the Surfside trade desk, of course, is now Jack Fritz, who will be here for a long time. Jack, welcome. I need your reaction. And it sounds like you might have some breaking news as you sit down.
The second I sit down, breaking news happens.
So what do we got?
While the Phillies went out and they got a big closer, the Padres went out and got Mason Miller.
Oh, boy.
The Padres
They give up?
They got J.P. Sears and Mason Miller from the A's. We don't know what the package is yet. They gave DeVries in it. So DeVries is a shortstop prospect who's one of the best prospects in baseball, number three prospect in baseball. So that's a hefty price.
That's the equivalent of Andrew Painter.
Dude, it's a freaking arms race in the National League.
It is.
It is. And like, they have one. Like, the Mets went out and got three bullpen pieces yesterday. The Phil's got a big one. Duran is awesome. I can't wait to watch Duran. He's an absolute lockdown closer. Jonathan Papelbon's run as the all-time saves leader for this organization is dead.
What does he need? He needs 3 years?
Yeah. He's at 123 saves Papelbon had. So we'll knock that out
soon. All right, let's get 12 the rest of this year. Yeah, we could do that.
Yeah. But now you look at the Padres, right? Padres go and get Mason Miller to add to a bullpen that already had three All-Stars on it.
Yep.
Now, maybe they move Robert Suarez today. I don't know. But, man, the Dodgers are lurking.
Well, they haven't done anything yet. I'm waiting on that.
And if I was betting, I think they get Stephen Kwan.
I agree.
I think the Padres not putting DeVries on the table helps the chances of the Phillies getting Kwan. I think that there is currently a Kwan bidding war going on, and I think it's the Phillies, Padres, and Dodgers, and I think that the fact that he went in that deal, I think helps the Phillies with Stephen Kwan.
So with the Kwan thing, what do you think? What do you think? I'm pretty sure you think the price is very lofty. What are we not willing to give? You think they're asking for Painter?
Yeah, so I don't think it'll be Painter. If I had to guess, it's Crawford and Arun Escobar as the start of a Stephen Kwan package, which is two of their top five prospects. And then maybe some of the supplemental pitchers that they didn't use yesterday get Duran. But I think Painter and Miller are currently the two big untouchable types.
It is an arms race, though, Hugh. It's pretty amazing. All the big moves in the NL, right? The Mets get three relief pitchers. The Phillies got Duran. Now here come the Padres getting Mason Miller. You know, he was the other one, right? If we're talking about the star relief pitchers, it's Mason Miller and it's Duran.
Yeah, I'm kind of excited to talk to Jackie Baseball a little bit. My question, like, Luis Roberts, do you think that he would be a good fit here?
Yeah, so the case for Luis Roberts to me is this is a guy that's playing in the worst organization in baseball. Like, it's a you have to go to the ballpark every day. You're playing in front of no one. And he's been doing that for – I think he's been trying to get traded for about 2 years now, it seems like. And is he a perfect fit? No. But if you're looking for, like, a boom or bust type, a guy that can swing a playoff series, a guy that could go nuclear because he also does want to get his team option picked up after this year for $20 million. He has something to play for that can also play great center field, most left-handed pitching, and can steal a bag. I think he's a good fit, but there is some real nervousness about a Luis Robert trade. But at the same time, I don't think he's going to cost any of the – like, he's not going to cost the Crawford – Miller, Haroon Escobar, Painter. It's going to be more of the supplemental type. So it's not a lot for pretty big upside.
Yeah, because that's kind of where I feel that this is probably going to end up going. I feel like he's probably going to be the guy that we're going to end up getting.
Well, and sometimes you could trade for a player and they're not having the greatest year, but then they turn it on for 2 months. I mean, Jack, we see this all the time. And Hugh, when you were Jazz Chisholm for the Yankees last year, when
Jorge Soler was hitting 186 in the Royals in 21.
Yep. And Eddie Rosario, who was the NLCS MVP, he wasn't hitting well for wherever he was. I forget, he was the Nationals, wherever he was before the Braves got him in 21. He wasn't hitting well, and then he just went crazy in the playoffs. Last year, Tommy Edman was the NLCS. Like, today, the playoffs could be decided today. I mean, like, the actual playoff rounds could be decided by today by these bats. Jack, before we keep moving on to the other names and the bats and all that, so Duran, how great, good do you think, like, project what do you think he's going to be for the Phillies here beyond just breaking Papelbon's record of saves?
So the second he puts on a Phillies uniform, and they got to decide if he wears 59 or not because Rob Thompson wears 59.
Topper, give it up.
Oh, he got to get that up, man.
Topper, give it up.
I'm just kidding. But the second he puts on a Phillies uniform, he's the most talented reliever they've ever had. Like, he throws 100 miles an hour. He doesn't allow home runs. He throws a splinker, which is one of these, you know, new pitches.
I need Hugh breaking down.
Wait a minute. A what?
A splinker. So it's a splitter sinker.
Splinker.
No, because when he said it, I thought he said it wrong.
It's a splinker. 98-mile-an-hour splinkers. Yeah, Now,
is that what you threw? You threw at the first pitch in Clearwater?
No, I think mine was called a worm burn.
Okay.
Yeah. It was a worm. Yeah. But he's a legit difference maker, and the fact that you can get him, you can just have him cemented as your ninth inning guy. They said that last night. You know, Thompson and Dabrowski said that's our closer. It lets everyone else just settle into their roles, and all of a sudden, this bullpen with Robertson eventually coming. You go Kirkering, Strom, Robertson after him. Maybe they get another arm today. He didn't shut down the idea, but he pretty much shut down the idea. I think he's a super, super difference maker, and we finally got the Dave Dombrowski trade we've been waiting for.
Yeah, Al, when you were with me a couple weeks ago when he was off, you were saying, like, where's the real Dave Dombrowski? Where's the Dave Dombrowski that we talked about and we thought we were getting? He arrived yesterday. That's the Dombrowski move.
Yeah, the identity theft. Norton figured it out, and he got his identity back. But what he did was, I don't know how he did this. I don't know how it didn't cost him more to do this, to get a guy under control for a couple of years. And, like, you also look at it, there's so much more that goes into this when you just look at Citizens Bank Park. Like, When you've got a closer like that, you can only compare it. When you have an entry like that, like Mariano, like Papelbon when he was at his top,
yep,
that energy seeps more. It seeps everywhere. That place is going to be crazy.
There's a presence he brings to the game.
Absolutely. It is intimidating to another team when you have a guy come in like that. And to just have the energy in a building like that, to have everything going well and to be under control. So I was impressed with the move. I didn't think they could do anything like this. I still think they need a bat. However, you look at it now, if their bats are alive,
yep,
Boehm comes back and he's, you know, relatively good in that lineup. I think even if they don't, they have a shot. If they add the bat, I think they can become a favorite. I don't even know what gambling things are right now, but I got to think the Phillies, well, now that after this trade here, it might bounce one way or the other.
Yeah.
But I got to think, at least for that moment in between the San Diego thing, they were the favorite to win it.
They are second. They were so last night when the Duran thing was announced, it still was Dodgers, Al, by a pretty hefty margin. Dodgers the favorite, and then the next, they jumped. They were tied with the Mets and Tigers heading into yesterday, and now they've bumped ahead of those two teams. So they're second. I mean, we'll see how it ends up today. Art, where do you come down on the idea that if they don't add a bat, it still could be good enough. I mean, Jack, I just keep coming back to the last two Octobers. They just wouldn't pitch to Bryce Harper anymore. I mean, that just and I whether it's Castellanos or it's Bohm or rejuvenated JT, I still don't think they're going to pitch to Bryce Harper. I need someone else in this lineup, something else. So if it's a top of the order guy like Kwan, you could bump Schwarber to four, right? Exactly. So he protects. So I just need one more bat.
Yeah, and I think the Phillies feel that way too. Now, is it going to be Kwan or is it going to be maybe someone less like Laureano that is like a piece? I think getting. I know Kwan's not the perfect fit, right? You know, he's a left-handed hitter that doesn't have a lot of pop. But also, if you can start a lineup with Kwan, Turner, Harper, Schwarber,
it's great. That's
all
great.
Of a sudden, there's protection for Bryce,
yep.
which is really important. I get nervous about trading for someone who's like Laureano's been really good this year and had a little moments for the Braves last year, but I worry about is that really enough? Like, I think he's a good supplemental piece, but is that really enough? So I think they're going to go get a bat today. I'd be surprised. I'd actually be disappointed if they didn't. I know, like, the timing of the trade, if that trade happened today at 5:55, we'd say, there goes Dave Dombrowski, yeah, he got his closer. Yeah. It's actually the problem with making the trade earlier.
We want more.
Is now that we feel like we have a whole day to do it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
My question to you is this, Jack, since I'm never get a chance to talk to Jackie Baseball. How much, when you talk about DeRon and the way that he pitches, how much could that potentially add juice to the offense? Like, as far as guys being excited that you got a closer, and, you know, in I guess, for instance, maybe change the way your approach is so that you know if you get one or two runs and if you keep the game close, you know, you got a guy out there that could just bring it home.
Well, I always think about the 2020 bullpen with, like, Jared Hughes would come in and these guys. I feel like the whole team, they would, like, roll their eyes in a way. Because, I mean, JT obviously famously has the eye roll gift.
It's the best.
I think it was big from the mentality of, like, we got a guy at the back of the bullpen, sure. But Dave finally did the move. And I think that you listen to what Salisbury said yesterday or 2 days ago about the veterans will be disappointed if they don't go and get a bat. I think it does add some wind at their sails. Now, there's like, what, five people in the ballpark yesterday? I'm sure they heard about the Duran trade. So it didn't really help the matters yesterday. But I think from the standpoint of some wind at their sails, I think definitely adding a guy like Duran, and everyone knows him in baseball. I mean, they know he's disgusting.
Of course.
And his intro is gonna light the world on fire.
It's gonna be awesome. So,
but I do think that if they add nice. But if they do add one more bat, I think that it allows Middleton and Dombrowski to go to, like, the Schwarber and Harpers and say, there it is. Go get the trophy back.
Let's go finish this. And there was a quote this morning Todd Zielecki had from Bryce Harper. Quote, it's huge. He has faith in our ability in this team to win games. We've got a really good chance to win a World Series. And then Kyle Schwarber compared it to the Cubs getting Chapman in 16. It is a boost. Like, those guys, they basically were begging and asking, like, get us some help so we could finish this thing. And Dombrowski went and got big help.
Big time help. And, you know, kind of. Yesterday, I think he sort of tipped his hand when he said, you know, we're not done, and they tried to reel it back in.
Yeah.
But no, they're not done.
He got excited.
Yeah, because you look at it now, if you want to win the World Series, they're going to have a shot with this pitching staff. But it's very difficult to have, even with one blank spot or one hole in your lineup batting-wise, it's tough. But they've got like three. So that's
at times four.
Yeah. Now, I mean, the answer to that is your second baseman turned into what he was supposed to be, and your third baseman come back and be good. Then, you know, that's the best case scenario. That happens.
Yeah, but if you get one more bat at the top
exactly.
And then it just pushes everyone down. Like, just lengthen it a little bit. Yep. After you get out of the first three, you start getting it's a hope and a prayer if they're going to score.
Yeah, it's like at this point, other teams looking in, they may bring their closer in for 4, 5, and 6 because they know there's nothing afterwards in the ninth or whatever.
Oh, I think that definitely could happen.
Yeah.
Well, and adding a guy like him, and because what's happening, I think, with the starting pitching also this year is they've had to go so deep in games where because you didn't trust the bullpen.
Yeah. I think it's kind of hurt Lizardo. I mean, he looks out of gas. He pitched well the other night. But, like, I wonder if he's running out of gas because they pushed him a lot early in April and May.
And they pushed Sanchez. Yep. And they pushed Wheeler. Wheeler hasn't been the same since the complete game. Sanchez was, like, his first bad start seemingly all year, but it came right after a complete game. What I hope is once the bullpen is settled, once Robertson's here, that it allows them to maybe pull these guys in the sixth at 85 pitches rather than have to push them another inning because you have no one out there that you can trust.
Well, plus you've got the guy you can use as a beast of burden because he's going to not be available in the playoffs.
Alvarado.
Yeah. Just bring – I mean, you have that. It's a bad thing, but it's a luxury right now. You worry about his arm?
I don't.
Well, no.
I don't care.
Really?
Burn it out. You got to use you for a month, and you're out of here.
Exactly. So, I mean, there's a negative that's at least a temporary plus in going in. And now you never have to see Romano again.
Well, that's the best part.
Although, didn't Thompson say last night he could see him getting the last out of an inning or something?
We decided to expunge everything from last night. The game, the post game. What was he talking about? Romano's going to watch the playoffs from the same spot we are, on the concourse at Citizens Bank Park. Yeah. He's not going to be in that bullpen. There's no way. Let's grab a phone call here. Let's go to David in Westchester. What's up, David?
David.
Hey, Joe. Hey, Hugh. How you doing?
Hey, how David. You doing?
Can I just start with Jackie Baseball? All of Westchester is behind you.
Thank
on
you.
Your little competition against the Hammer.
It is a little competition, I agree.
You're going to get it.
Y'all did kind of cop out, though, with the heat. Though,
so I'm glad we brought this up.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, have the text been released?
No, we're not releasing the tape. We're not releasing the
tape. The HIPAA law, though?
Yeah, you like that? I started throwing stuff out there, Hugh. I was back into a corner.
Yeah, you were.
I started making up words.
I heard HIPAA. I'm like, there's no doctors involved. What HIPAA?
No, I'm listening. I said, did he say HIPAA?
Station decision. It was a great decision, but station decision.
I mean, you guys just got you fired, just so you know.
Well, that's true. Yeah, I mean, Rod's blue jeans really were part of the issue.
I saw that photo. I was like, oh, no. What did he do?
We killed him. He had on blue jeans. It was like 102 degrees.
Dave, what do you got for us in the Phils?
Well, this signing, I didn't see this coming. I didn't think they could do it. If you remember, after All-Star game, you, threw Durant out as kind of blah, 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 blah. And I was like, there ain't no way they're getting this guy. I was thinking maybe Miller, which I'm kind of disappointed that San Diego got him, but it is what it is. But our closer is every good as their closer now. I mean, this guy is just a stud. And he, and Dombrowski finally lived up to what I expected when he got here, was this is the guy that, they're paying to put these teams together. And I don't think he would have made this move if he didn't have the plan on getting a bat. And like I said, so, Stephen Kwan, I'll be the first one to welcome him to Philly. So let's go, brother. Let's get this done.
Yeah, putting Tyeed – so
good call, David.
Tyeed is interesting. My thing with him – and I don't want to do the thing where a guy leaves all of a sudden he's bad, right? Because I think he's going to be an impact bat. He's 18 years old. He's 18 years old playing at high A. He should have been in the draft this year. So I think he's a impactful type bat. He actually reminds me of Devers, but from a pure DH standpoint.
Yeah, well, we'll see if he can stick a catcher. Sometimes they don't.
And that's the thing. I don't think he's going to be able to stick a catcher. He chases a little bit too much for my liking. And he's years away.
He's 18?
He's 18.
Yeah. So let's be real. He's 6 years away from being an everyday All-star. I mean, how many catchers debut and are all-stars at 23? I mean, usually it's more like 24, 25. That's when JT emerged.
And that seems like the position that takes the longest for guys to get to the big leagues and establish themselves. Adley was a really quick one. Buster Posey is a quick one.
But they were college kids.
But they were college kids.
If he's any good, go get him.
Right.
Oh, you mean down the line, go get him back?
Yeah.
I mean, again, it's so far away.
And the fact that it's Minnesota. Dude, we're not going to care. Unless we're in the World Series, we're not going to care about what he does for
the
Twins.
No, for this season, if you just look at it, if you're a fan, you go to the ballpark, you would always hope you get 9 innings from your starter the way things are going, right? Yeah. You are not going to be disappointed if you don't see the closing.
No, I want to see the closing.
Yeah, exactly. You want to go to the game. And hopefully get there and hope that they're in a position in the ninth inning with this. You can't wait to see this.
I just want to see the lights go off.
Oh, my God.
As soon as Joe showed me his walk-up music, I want to see that at a Citizens Bank Park.
It's just killer. For many people, we're going to have to learn words, I guess.
Well, Spanish.
Well, you got to get Ricky Ricardo on the afternoon show and Spanish? They have the new song.
Oh, that's a good idea.
That's right.
It's a good idea.
I like how you play the same words, though. I respect that. But we're all inclusive show here.
Yeah. You're going to be sitting there. How many people won't be able to?
I know, because
I need Hugh singing the song.
Kyle played it this morning.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to listen to the words. And Joe's talking. I know we do a radio show, so he has to talk.
Hugh, it was a very pregnant pause. I wanted people to know that we were here.
He has to talk, but I'm trying to pick up the words right now. So I gotta I'm gonna put it on my Spotify, and I'm gonna play it on the way home. So I'm already versed in it.
Better than Creed.
Not better than Creed.
Hey, dude,
Creed. Come on, man.
That hold me now, man. But it's one of those songs. No disrespect to y'all show, but it's one of those songs now that when you hear it. You just can't help but, because it's so bad. And then you got my boy Ike singing it, and the only black dude on there singing it, he's singing it with his whole heart.
Rumor swirling that it's on repeat at the Reese household, too, when it's walking around the house.
No, I buy that.
On the weekends.
No, he's leaned all the way into the bit. He's all in.
That's what we do. That's what we do.
Let's go to Rob in Delco, who continues to be anti-Stephen Kwan for some reason. What's up, Rob?
Guys, how you doing? Good morning.
Hey, Rob.
Hey, listen, guys. Listen, I am. Listen, Joe, let me ask you something. I was asking Kyle this. All you guys, Hayner straight up for that slap-hitting left fielder, Stephen Kwan. Is that what
I would. I the Phillies might not do it. I would do it.
Would you do it? You would do it, Joe.
Yes. He's one of the best players in baseball, Rob. I don't know why this is so hard. Forget the Painter thing for a second.
Get off the baseball reference and turn on the tape. Just if there's people you should trust here, Gilio and me.
The guy has more walks than strikeouts. He is one of the best defensive players in baseball. He is a great base runner. Rob, Ichiro...
He's a gnat.
Ichiro just went to the Hall of Fame. I don't think he's quite Ichiro, but he reminds me of Ichiro. He's like 75% of Ichiro.
Joe, Ichiro had a cannon, Joe.
Yes.
He's the best corner outfielder in the sport defensively.
Yep.
Here, Jack, listen to what I'm saying, though. Joe, you made a point yesterday. Oh, if our outfield was like, you know, because the Mets ran on them. Joe, we don't have the Mets outfield, Joe. If we had that type of outfield with that type of pop, not low and away in right field, when it comes down to it, I don't trust him going against the one or two starter in the playoffs, the first or second starter. We don't have anything, a black hole in center field. Stephen Kwan isn't going to make that much of a difference.
Yes, he is.
I want Luis Roberts over him, Joe. We don't need a left-handed slapper.
Stop.
I want to pop at least somebody that's a big presence, a right-handed bat. I mean, instead of a slap hit. And, Joe, you remember Brett Butler back in the day, or is that before your time?
No, I remember Brett Butler. He was one of the great bunters of all time. Brett Butler was a good player.
Stephen Kwan on steroids. That's what it is, Joe.
I think Kwan's better than Brett Butler. Brett Butler was a good player.
You'll love Stephen Kwan. Yes. You'll love Stephen Kwan.
Yeah, but Jack, I'm not giving up the house for him. I'm not giving up the farm for him. And that's what it's going to take.
You're going to give up two top five prospects for him.
Well, how are you going to get him then? I mean, how are we getting – Rob, I understand you want the idea
it's
of a –
It's better when you say top five instead of, like, somebody's actual name.
Yeah, it does. It kind of takes the sting away.
It hits different.
It does. It takes the sting away.
It won't cost Painter.
Well, Joe, let me make one more point. It doesn't matter what our bullpen – because I don't want to play San Diego with that 1-2 punch at the back end of their bullpen in the playoffs, because it's game over when you get to that back end.
Well, yeah, we might – that's going to be interesting. If we face them and we have Duran and they have Miller, that's –
Well, they have like four guys. They have Jason Adam. They have Estrada.
But here's my thing. We got our ass kicked by the second – are they the third worst team in baseball? We lost
Did you miss the edict? We don't talk about yesterday.
No, we
did. But, Joe, here's the thing. It won't matter what our back end looks like if we can't get ourselves in a position where they come into play.
Well, I agree. We agree on that. All right, Rob, we appreciate it. 215-592-9494. All right, your phone calls, and we'll get into what else happened around baseball so far. The other moves, including, and Jack called it an arms race. Let's talk about what the Mets did, because it feels to me like the Mets are trying to build a team specifically to beat the Phillies down the stretch of the season and in the playoffs. We'll talk about the Mets, the arms race in the NL East. Who has the advantage? That's all coming up. 215-592-9494. We're live today from McGurk's in Horsham. It is our trade deadline special on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer.
Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome back. Midday Show live at McGurk's in Horsham for our trade deadline special. 6 p.m. tonight is the deadline. We know the Phillies of Atlanta, Johan Duran, the closer from the Twins. Now let's go get a bat. 215-592-9494. This hour, and well, the whole day, is presented by Surfside Iced Tea and Vodka. This hour, we're joined by Al Morgani, Jack Fritz. At noon today, I have gotten word the Fanatic will be here. Also Scott Fransky. So you come for whoever you want to see. But the Fanatic and Scott Fransky both will be here at noon.
Oh, wow. Yeah, imagine Fransky getting the call when this reliever comes in.
Well, you know what we got to do? I think with Scott, we have to go over the pronunciation. I feel like he's probably has it better than the rest of us.
Well, apparently it's Duran.
Like Duran Duran?
No, but it's like Duran.
But
no,
it's spelled Duran. You remember the group? Well, you probably don't remember. Al, what? You remember the group Duran Duran?
Yeah. This,
that's how it's spelled.
But yeah, it's not but pronounced, it's pronounced different.
I mean, but I'm I guess yeah, if you want to play
I guess
it
you
safe,
play some music from Duran yeah, Duran from back
like
in the
wolf.
Day.
Hungry like the wolf.
That's you.
Is that his favorite song? It's going to be now. It's going to be now. All right, come on out to McGurk's. By the way, Jack has his book here. Ring the Bell. It is yep. here. You can get a copy of it today.
Signed. Oh, signed.
I'll sign it. Whatever you need.
Wait, well, I saw Jack walk in with a box. I was like, it's got to be.
But wait a minute. Let's be clear.
Okay.
He's selling them. So yeah. he going to sign them after you buy it.
Well, this exactly isn't you're right. not giving things away, right?
No, that's what I'm saying. But the way you said it, we got to be
well,
clear.
Well, I
you
think
know.
People, there's an implication. You have
well,
to purchase
well, when you said
book.
He's giving away books, you yeah. know that.
No, I said you can get one. You can get one.
Yeah, ring the bell, and then Close is going to come in with the bell.
Exactly
right. Perfect, yeah.
And maybe I turn one way, someone could sneak up and take one.
Yeah, you got to watch some books, man.
Especially with everybody here. Yeah, these guys take your book.
These guys are sneaky.
Yep, they are. All right.
$32.99.
You got to throw it out there. You got to let them know.
Hey, no free books.
No free books.
Now, can they get a signature in there?
Signature, personalized, whatever you want.
All right.
The book of the summer, many are saying.
There it is. All right, before we go back to the phones.
I love that. I love that about him.
Well, he's selling it. All right. So, Jack, you called it an arms race in the National League. It certainly is one. We'll check in on what's going on with the rumors in a few minutes. But let's talk about specifically in the NL East, because it feels like we're having a division race all the way to the end with the Mets and the Phillies. Like, one team gets hot, the other team gets cold, and then vice versa. No one's pulling away from each other. It's been like this for a few weeks now. So the Mets yesterday, they make two relief pitching moves. Now, they landed Gregory Soto, who was once here about a week ago. He's more of a secondary move. But they land two big relievers yesterday. Rogers, the submariner from the Giants.
The sidearm. That's the sidearm.
Yeah, I mean, he kind of throws it like almost like underhand. It's wild the way he throws the ball. And then they get Ryan Helsley from the Cardinals. Jack, what do you think about the Mets now adding those two pieces in? And it's interesting because both of those guys, I know Helsley blew the save against the Phillies in the 2022 playoffs, but Helsley and Rogers both have really good lifetime numbers against these Phillies hitters.
Yeah, so I have never seen them do well against Rogers. I just feel like...
Oh, no. Castellanos going to swing at 1 6 feet outside against
it's them. Not even this team. My life, I've never seen them hit a submariner well at all. Like, he's topped out at 86 miles an hour. Hmm. It's absolutely ridiculous.
And no one hits him.
No one hits him. He's been around for a while. Now, I thought they paid a pretty hefty price, and it shows you what the reliever market is. Helsley's obviously great. I mean, you don't need to get too cute with that. But I would say I think the Duran trade was better because, obviously, the years of control. But it's kind of why, and I know they're going to put a reliever in the pen. I know Dabrowski kind of shut it down yesterday. But getting another supplemental arm, Robertson's coming, but you also don't know what you're getting at
right,
David
40.
Robertson. I just get it. It really seems like we're starting to build some super pens. And while the Phillies have done a good job, and Duran was a huge addition, getting at least one more guy would be pretty awesome back there and try to meet the Mets and Padres.
You know, Joe, but I'm kind of curious. What do you think about, you know, I know he has a rehab start tonight. Aaron Nola, what do you think that he could potentially fit in all of this?
Aaron Nola's going to make a playoff start. I mean, I feel like it's just so inevitable. Just when we think he's done, he's done, he's done. He's going to come back. And
he's been out for a while.
He's been out for a while.
Mid-May.
And maybe that was part of a load management strategy to make him be healthy throughout a postseason run. But I expect him to come back and get closer to the Aaron Nola that we're used to seeing. I thought the last couple starts, I thought he was banged up, and it eventually played out that way. But, you know, can he get back to just being a really solid number three starter? Yeah, I think that's on the table. I don't think he's going to the bullpen.
That's kind of what I was going
but
with.
But him coming back healthy is important so they could send someone else to the bullpen. Like, they still need Aaron Nola down the stretch. So, you know, Al, there's been a lot of talk of Luzardo to the bullpen. That works if Nola's back.
If Nola's back, yeah. Nola's not going, you know, he can't go to the bullpen.
No,
home runs. No, you can't. Well, I mean, really.
It doesn't work. He doesn't have that stuff.
Yeah, it doesn't have it. No, I mean, there are a lot of options still. There's still a, this is a, I've mentioned it before, this is a really difficult job for a manager because the Phillies' parts don't fit like everything should. It's always, even with all the good parts, it's a confusing puzzle at times on what's going to happen. Even the lineup when you have it, even your batting order on what's going to happen. I just think if they get that one more bat already, even if nothing happened today, and I don't think nothing will, already they have a decent shot to win it all. I mean, the American League's become like the JV.
It is.
When you look at this, what's going on.
The NL is just so much deeper.
I mean, look at it.
Yeah.
It's like, wow. So, and teams are, it gets a little bit dangerous when you start doing things in reaction to another team. I'd prefer to be the team that is forcing other teams to do things that they aren't comfortable with, which is why I was so impressed with this move here, not giving up what you had to. When you've got a guy like Painter, it gets in your way of making a deal because it becomes that's a non-starter. You're not going to talk about him. We're not talking. So he did a hell of a job to me to be able to get this without putting him on the table.
You mentioned there, Al, that how good the NL is. How important is it to us to win the division? I mean, the Mets and Phillies are right next to each other. I think they're both going to make the playoffs, but, you know, it's the difference between playing two and three rounds, Jack, against the other good NL teams. I know that this team went to the World Series out of the wild card spot, right? They went to the NLCS out of the wild card spot, and then they lost last year after winning the division. I think it's huge, though, to avoid having to play three rounds in the NL this year. I just want no part of it.
Yeah, but at the same time, I do think the week off hurt them last year, and I think it hurt them in the bullpen. Like, you saw guys who were great last year in Hoffman and Strom who were horrible. Yeah, in the Mets series. We talk about the offense in the Mets series. Mm. If those guys are those guys,
they win game one.
They win game one.
Yeah.
They may have even won the Ranger start. You know, he felt like he had to extend Ranger because those guys weren't reliable.
Right.
So I think that if you could give Dave Dombrowski truth serum and guarantee he could win the wild card round, I think he'd rather prefer that than actually win the division because you don't have that awkward week off where guys aren't
throwing. And where is the wild card round?
Well, that's
to me, that nightmare is – what's your biggest nightmare in a three-game thing?
You don't hit for two games and you're out.
But what place?
Chicago.
Yeah.
I don't want to go to
Rome. Oh, man.
And I think right now the Phillies are the five seed and the Cubs are the fourth. They go to Wrigley Field.
Yep.
That's what I want to avoid. That is the nightmare to me.
Well, the other thing to note is when the Phillies won their wild card series 2 years ago, it was the Miami Marlins, right? Like the NL is just better. I mean, Hugh, I think winning the division is huge. Like, that's why I'm keeping an eye on what the Mets are doing because we got better yesterday, but they got two good relief pitchers yesterday. We got one.
And it looks like the Mets feel the same way that we do, that you got to win. If you want to do anything, you don't want to be in that wild card round. Definitely got to win
the
division.
Look, you might end up there anyway as a three seed, but I'd rather be at home than go on the road like Al said. Let's go to Dave in South Philly. What's up, Dave?
The Dave.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, Dave. What's up?
So our objective here is to win a World Series, correct?
Yes.
So I am very, very – I hope this is unpopular, but I do not understand why we're protecting Painter. So, just hypothetical. Let's say we deal Painter, we bulk ourselves up on this arms race, and we win a World Series this year, and 4 years later, Painter's, like, dealing, and he's a stud that everyone's saying he's going to be. We're going to be like, that's great for him, but we won a World Series back in 2025. The flip side of that is – we hold on to Painter, and he fizzles out, and we're not going to say, at least we didn't have to give him up in 2025.
Well, but also, but think about the future of the rotation, right? Like, Zach Wheeler has 2 years left. Reinders walking after the year. You don't know what like Nola's going to look like. You hope he comes back and he's fine. You Lizardo, are they going to pay him? You have no idea. The future of the rotation is in is all of a sudden with trading Abel, and they don't really have another guy behind them. Like, we don't need to break down Gene Cabrera on this show today. Like, you need Andrew Painter if your next window is going to be if you're going to be competitive.
And I would even go as far as to say, look at what has just transpired over 24 hours. Pitchers, pitchers have been at a premium. Mm-hmm. That's what baseball is all about. The fact that, you know, we're sitting here and we talk about needing arms and everything, but the first guys to go are pitchers. Yeah. So that should tell you everything you need to know.
So, Dave, I agree that I don't want to trade him. I think I'm probably more to your side than Dombrowski's. Like, I would trade him for the right player. I'm not that protective of him. Like, if they can get a star under team control, I would trade him. The one thing I will say is, by them being as public about how protective they are about him, they're putting a lot of pressure on him.
Oh, my gosh. I know. If he comes up and stinks, people are waiting to crush Andrew.
I mean, here's the truth. If he comes up here and he's not as great as we hope, I'm going to remember they wouldn't trade him for Garrett Crochet. They wouldn't trade him for Mason Miller. Who knows what rumor comes out today that we find out. Like, Stephen Kwan, let's just use him. Let's say the Dodgers get him by 6 o'clock and we find out they would have given to the Phillies for Andrew Painter. We'll throw him. Like, that's a lot of pressure, Hugh, on a kid that we're going to know that they could have had three or four of the best players in all of baseball, and they said, no, we'd rather have Painter. Whenever he arrives, that's pressure on him.
Yeah, but it's obvious they believe in him.
Yeah, what is?
Well, they think he's the best pitching – sorry.
No, you got it. You got it.
They think he's the best pitching prospect since Hamels.
Yeah.
And
that's – I mean, Aaron Nola has been a heck of a pitcher.
And we do this whole thing where it's like trade – and listen, if like the only guy I would trade him for is Ketel Marte. If Ketel Marte is available, I would trade Andrew Painter. But, like, we do this thing where it's trade the prospects. Well, guess what? Like, they could have traded Jimmy Rollins back in the day. They could have traded Ryan Howard back in the day. They could have traded Chase Utley. They could have traded Cole Hamels. Like, you don't have to trade every single prospect. And I think they can get guys without having to give up Andrew Painter.
Yeah, if you're going to be the best general manager, I don't want to bring in football, but the Eagles, you have to play checkers and chess. You can't.
Both.
You can't just play the
I'm
one.
I'm stealing that line next time Hugh tries to use the checkers.
I like to play.
Well, yes. I mean, you look at, but they did draft a guy in the first round, a pitcher. So you lose a guy here, and I think that's an example of what they're doing here. I think that's why they draft that guy that early, college kid, to come in. Now you've kind of put that in the cupboard anyway, so you could lose a guy like they did in this recent trade. I'm not for moving everybody and all in and like no. That's why they're in the position they're in now. When you have prospects like this, you can't just on. That's what I think they were worried about Dombrowski when he came here, to not do exactly what you did previously. Wait till you get something stocked up, and that's what they've done here. I like the way they've done it.
All right, let's go to Kay in Cherry Hill, and then we'll go to Jack on the trade desk for the latest rumors out there. Kay, what's up, buddy?
Hey, great. So thanks for having me on. I'll feel the same way Al does. I'm excited. We cook him with fire. We got a flame-throwing closer. We got a lead starting pitching. Little relief. They got to get some testicular fortitude and hold that part down. But there's no way you can't be excited. Now, as the leader of the Dave Dombrowski didn't do enough mob in the offseason, I want to thank him for this move. He did a great job. But lean in, Dave, because I know you're listening, Dave Dombrowski. Go get Kwan. Don't stop there. Go get Newbar. Go get Robert. Let's go all in and let's win it all. But it's a great move by Dave. I'm very excited, and I can't wait to see it.
Yeah, well, it's a game changer. I mean, their bullpen has been one of the worst in baseball. Okay, we appreciate it. Now they I don't know if it's fully solved, but it's way better. And the Robertson thing, I mean, he becomes a wild card now too, Al, because they got him for just money. And even though he's older, he was still very effective last season.
Yeah, and that was a move that didn't cost. I mean, it was an economic move. Yeah. It was a really good move. And you're going to see it right away. I mean, the Tigers come in, right? They've kind of rediscovered themselves a little bit. It's a great –
it's a potential World Series match.
Really, it's a great matchup to have here with the energy coming in. This is – man, it's really put them front and center right now on what's going on in baseball.
Saturday, Wheeler versus Skubal.
Oh, my gosh. Ooh.
That's game one of the World Series right there, potentially.
It could be.
All right, Jack, what's the latest? What's going on with the rumors out there?
Yeah, so obviously it's calmed down a little bit after the Mason Miller trade. But, again, they gave up a top three prospect in baseball for Mason Miller. It was a pretty, pretty hefty package. But apparently the Padres could not be done here. John Heyman said that there's an NL West battle brewing for Stephen Kwan, Padres and Dodgers. I do believe the Phillies are in that mix. I don't think it's just those two. I think it's actually a three-horse race for Kwan. I think it's those two and the Phillies.
Did they give up their shortstop guy, the shortstop prospect?
The Padres?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, they didn't give up. They didn't give up the catcher, Ethan Salas or whatever. He's supposed to be pretty good. But it seems like the Padres also might be shipping out Cease Robert Suarez. So you know they bring some guys in, ship some guys out. AJ Preller is a wild man around this time of the year. So.
Feels like we might be due for another Phillies Padres playoff series like we had 3 years ago.
The NL again. We just talked about it, but. There's all six of these teams could win the World Series.
Yes.
Brewers, Dodgers, Mets, Cubs, Phillies, Padres. I think there's a drop-off after them. Like, Reds, Cardinals. Like, the Cardinals are selling. Giants are selling. Marlins are selling.
If there's one team that's going to make a run, I think it's Cincinnati, like, to fight for one of these spots. But, yeah, it's those six.
It's those six. And they got Cabrian Hayes, who stinks, yesterday. So, you know, it seems like it's, again, kind of calming down. You like these books, Scott? He wrote the foreword, by the way.
he was waiting for that plug. That's why he pointed.
That's exactly right. Exactly right. So, it's kind of calming down. But it seems like the next domino to fall here could be Stephen Kwan.
Well, it really is, Al. It feels like an NL arms race. Like,
yes.
And the Dodgers to me are the one. They've just kind of sat by. I'd be shocked if by 6 p.m. they don't land help because they don't look quite as dominant as they were last year.
Yeah.
The Padres just got better. Phillies are better. Mets are better. They're going to do something.
Well, and you look at what's gone on. What a win for Major League Baseball to have attention like this in so many markets
And some big ones. It's New York, Philadelphia, LA, Chicago.
It's not just money here, money there. No, this is during a season to have this many markets go in and have this much attention and have now named. Let's be honest. A lot of people in Philadelphia probably didn't even know this closer. A month ago.
And now we love
it. Well, now everybody, they're looking up the music. They're looking up this. It's unbelievable what this can do just in terms of pure interest in the sports and what's going on and to have you keep an eye on another market, too. It's really awesome.
Yeah, and I think for the fan base here, it's kind of rejuvenated us. I mean, there's been a lot. Here, we take the calls every day. People have been either tepid on this Phillies team or down, even though they have one of the better records of baseball, right? Because it's. Like you said, it's the same story, right?
Yeah,
it's the same players.
It's what we've seen. We've seen this before.
Yeah, and now, but this gives us a little boost. Like, all right, now this guy's different. We haven't had a closer like this. Let's go to John, who's up next on WIP. Hey, John.
All right, look, yeah, you're talking about the pennant and that whatever. I don't think they get any playoff with and do anything because they hit. They can't hit. They hit. There was a guy in the Sox. I mean, you got to be kidding me. And then about 2 or 3 weeks ago, was a guy had nine. He started against them. Had an earned run average of 7 or 9, and he was shutting them out for crying out loud. You got some guys in that lineup that's going to do what they want to do. Now they keep Rojas out of the lineup because he's not a hitter. Look at his batting average, and you had a left fielder hitting 20 points lower than him. I mean,
neither can hit, John. I mean, Kepler.
Yeah,
you mean
right.
Kepler? Yeah, he's. But they neither can hit.
Right. Listen, now you got to get like Rojas. Anybody, the old school down the middle. This guy's outstanding. He's got an arm. He takes away. He makes plays look easy.
John, now, you think the answer to this is more Rojas? Is that your solution here?
Kind of sound like that.
I'm using it as an example. Now, you guys can bunt like crazy. He's a great bunter.
He's a bunt like crazy. He sucks at
bunting. Wait a minute. Who are you talking about?
Rojas.
You mean they just learned how to bunt like last? Who got sent down to learn how to bunt?
Hitter. Why do they have him down at the end of the bat? Why did they make him a banjo hitter and use that talent? I mean,
talent is a stretch.
My goodness.
Yeah. John, I mean, if Rojas is the key to this, then we're going out early. But they need real hitters in the lineup, not bunting with Johan Rojas.
This is what they got. I understand. Now you got the right fielder. He's going to swing anything outside and low if he feels like it. And he don't go with the pitch. You got Boehm coming back. Half these guys don't go with the pitch. If it's an outside pitch, if they're going to swing, their left shoulder is going the other way, and they're swinging at outside pitches. Don't make sense to me. I mean, unless you never played baseball in your life. I mean,
you're quoting stuff that just doesn't play now. That's just not the game.
But you're not
going to unbend this pretzel. It's not happening. That's the way it's played. Rojas has been given every opportunity. And if he's going to be that kind of center fielder, he has to be a plus center fielder like that. And he's not. He's a plus. But after you catch the ball, job's not done.
I always said this. There's a spot for him on a roster in the playoffs, like pinch running.
If everybody was hitting the way they were hit, that we penciled it in. Yeah. If that had worked, you could carry this.
Or just put him in for defense late in the games. I mean, I'm fine with that. Yeah. But, like, we've done this before, Jack. The story is not Rojas.
No, it's never Rojas. And that's why, like, the Rojas thing is where it makes me more intrigued than a Luis Robert type. Like, Luis Robert against left-handed pitching is hitting, what, 295 minimum.
Yep.
And has, like, a 900-plus OPS against him. You go from Rojas to Luis Robert. It's a real – any same level defender. We saw some good plays over the weekend – or this last week.
Well, and they might face some real lefties in the playoffs. Imanaga and Blake Snell. I mean, think about the teams. Manaea for the Mets. Like, there's spots for him to have a big moment.
For sure. And we saw in Game 7 against the Diamondbacks when Rojas is up there in a big spot. Like, you can't get trapped. You can't get trapped in that kind of situation again. How would you feel about Marsh as the everyday center fielder if they go get a left Now, Kwan helps because he's a great corner outfielder, so he can cover some space out there. But I kind of – if they don't go and get an outfielder today, I think the plan is going to be to DFA Kepler and bring up Crawford.
I'm good with it. Give him a shot.
It doesn't feel like enough, though. Like if the
only, oh, if they, I was thinking if they got a left fielder, maybe center fielder becomes Crawford.
No, I think Crawford's a left fielder.
Yeah, Crawford's not enough then.
I would be disappointed if today that their move is it's just Crawford.
Huh. Unless he bought 10 books.
Well, if they, yeah, I can be bought off on opinions.
That's a shot.
For sure. For sure.
Tomorrow, Jack's like, you know what? Crawford's actually lead off.
Yeah.
It's the best hitter we got.
Yeah, 340. Don't look at his ground ball rate. Don't.
Do not do that. All right, Al, we appreciate you being here for this
hour. No worries.
So before we let you go,
yo,
your feeling on the rest of the day, 6 o'clock is the trade deadline. Do you think we have another big move in us, or is it going to be more of a kind of an under-the-radar kind of deal that we cross our fingers on that the guy helps a lot down the stretch?
I think it's a big move. I know at least I'll try to make the big move, but I think he's going to get it done. Just his statement, like, we're not done, and try to pull it back. Once it's out there, it's in your mind.
Yep.
And I'm looking for more fireworks from him.
Well, I am too, and Kwan would qualify as that. We shall see. It could be a guy like Luis Robert, who's a big name, hasn't played like that for a couple years. We shall find out. All right, coming up, the Fanatic is on his way. Jack Fritz is at the trade deadline desk. He has his book, which you could buy and get signed. And joining us on the other side,
$32.99.
Now you're the one that's throwing out false information.
Save shipping.
Yeah.
Throw the 99 in there, Hugh.
With 32, well, we like to round up. 33.
No, it looks better at
$32.99. Okay, $32.99. $32.99. Bring cash. Bring cash.
Do you really need cash? Do you need cash?
No. I got a card reader.
Oh, this guy's
I
got my own POS system.
He got his own POS.
This guy's a vendor at this point.
It's amazing how this POS means something totally different.
I know
nowadays.
It does. You don't need to dump it, Kyle.
Yeah. We got a lot of POS systems around here. All right, 215-592-9494. Coming up, the Fanatic's on his way. Jack is here, and Scott Fransky will join us. We're all going to learn how to pronounce our new closer's name together next with Scott.
I just told you.
What is it?
Duran.
Duran. No, it's not like that.
It's like the group. Duran. Hungry like the wolf.
Yeah, we got it.
When are we breaking down Jalen going 6 of 11 with a pick or two picks today and a D plus from Elliott Shore Park?
What timing today when we can't talk about it? All right, midday show live from McGurk's, presented by Surfside Iced Tea and Vodka on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.